My name's Philip Gibson. I'm a partner at SparkNow LLP, and our business is around helping organisations to shift from where they are to where they want to be. In other words, affecting change. We've been doing that for about 15 years, and storytelling and narrative are a technique, if you like, that runs through pretty much all of our work. We use stories in all sorts of different ways, and I was just having quite an interesting conversation with someone over lunch about how sometimes, particularly when you're working within an organisation and you're wanting to use stories to provoke conversations around difficult issues, because change always involves difficult issues, the stories that people tell can be quite tricky to relay. They don't necessarily want to be associated with those stories, and you know, perhaps even the management or the leadership doesn't want to know that this particular story comes from this particular area. So one of the techniques that we use in that case is to conduct a series of interviews. There would be narrative interviews where we ask people to tell stories. They might be interviews, it might be an anecdote circle or whatever. And on the basis of what we hear, we put together what we call factional stories. In other words, they are fiction, but they are totally based on the stories that we've heard. So it's a combination of fact and fiction, but they can be, in that way, totally anonymized. And that gives us an ability to raise difficult issues without implicating anyone in particular. In fact, if the issues are really sensitive, and we're currently working with an organization where that may be the case, we can even place the story outside of that organization, because the most important thing is that people who are listening to the story recognize what's going on. They see themselves in it, and that then is the entry point for a discussion. I think that the new technology and storytelling give us a great opportunity to give lots of people a voice, as opposed to things being centralized and edicts coming down from on high. And I think in many organizations, a lot of the issues around change are that it is so driven down from the top, and the people at the top are so out of touch potentially with what's going on at the sharp end of the business, that that's where the problems occur.